Pickaxe.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello. Welcome to my pee-pee.
Yes, we're back with more news that we may or may not have heard or read or shared before. I'm drinking a cup of tea.
All right, has it got a special weird message?
I think I already read this one. Tea is drunk to forget the din of the world. Tian Yiheng.
That's
gin, same thing for gin as well. Gin is drunk to forget the din of the world.
Yeah.
And?
To forget my bitch ex-wife.
God damn you, Martha!
Why did you leave me? Have you heard about the most dangerous garden in the world?
Oh my God. Is it, are all the grands slipping over or something and losing their, you know, breaking their hips?
No.
You
see, every spring...
People getting lost in there and, like, never being recovered?
No. You see, every spring, instead of planting bulbs, they put landmines down.
What?
No, that's not true.
That's serious stuff.
It's just got dangerous plants in it.
Like Venus flytraps?
Just got dangerous plants. No, it's the most deadly plants in the world, all in one place.
Are these all plants that might be, they look like a normal plant? You're like, oh, that's a nice normal plant.
I just smell this flower. Ugh, and then you just fall over dead.
Yeah.
That's it. Pretty much. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, they look innocuous.
And you're like, what's this? This looks tasty. And then... And that's it.
You shouldn't be doing that at the gardens, though, anyway.
So you may be thinking, where in the world is this? Where in the world? Most dangerous garden in the world.
England.
It's in England. Alnwick Garden.
Okay.
Alnwick.
So this is still going, apparently. Is it still going? Has it been shut down?
I think so.
Is this one of those...
It's up north.
...dark tourist places, you know?
Oh, yeah. Where the guy from the Tickle documentary will probably go one day.
Yes, where it's kind of like going to Chernobyl and North Korea.
Sorry, excuse me? Where?
Chernobyl.
Okay, yeah.
Chernobyl.
I thought that's what you said.
I love that.
The American way of pronouncing it, I think.
And also, you know, places where there's been horrible stuff going on. But yeah, is it just grannies who don't know better and think it's a nice garden centre? Or does it bill itself as the most dangerous garden?
Yes, because I think you might have to sign something before you go in. Just saying.
No, it doesn't. Look at this website. Scroll up.
I, Lewis Brinley.
Look at this. We are a garden for everyone.
Yeah, this is the whole... They've
rebranded away from this.
The poison garden is like a part of the gardens.
Okay.
Right? There's
all
a whole
right,
series
all
of...
Right.
Like, they do weddings and events. They wouldn't do that in the middle of the most dangerous garden in the world, would they?
Well, certain people, you know, might want to bump off their spouse, you know... All they want to do is get the money.
That's just...
From the wife or husband.
That's gold digging.
Yeah, well, there's a market digging. For it, is what I'm saying. If you could... But it's fronted. It's a nice place. You don't realise.
Where the fuck it is. Where is this fucking place? How do I find it? Look, poison garden. There's also cherry blossom, rose garden, a tree house.
Either side of this poison garden.
And a poison garden.
Yeah.
That's the treehouse.
Should have gotten married here, Martha.
I love how we can barely. There we go. If I do that, we can actually see more of the fucking picture. Look at that. Isn't that amazing?
That looks amazing. What kind of... It's like a tree mansion.
It's beautiful.
Very impressive.
Can you stay there? Can you, like, spend the night in the treehouse?
You bet you can get married there. They probably do weddings. They literally do.
Well, they literally do. Treehouse weddings.
Yeah. Someone's always wanted to be married in a treehouse, I'm sure.
And it's raining, but they're not letting that stop them having a good time.
Oh, a friend of mine
oh.
got married at Bristol Zoo.
Was the groom or the bride? I'm assuming it's a heterosexual couple, first of all.
Yeah.
Was the groom or the bride, like, an inhabitant at the zoo? Was it two penguins that married?
Like a...
What? I mean, they're dressed for the occasion, aren't they? Well, they... Little tuxedos.
I did ask these questions, actually, because they couldn't have very many people.
Right. So, like, so that's why you didn't get invited.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they said.
But...
They said, oh, we... Sorry, we didn't invite you. Only the capacity's really low. You know, what with the pandemic and everything, we could only invite.
What with the panda and the giraffe and everything?
We could only invite.
What with the elephant?
We could only invite a lot of space. Family and
the gorillas.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, I did ask these questions. Like, did a gerbil hand over the ring? You know, did a swan like carry the train and all this?
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good conversation.
Yeah. You found it hilarious.
I did.
They were just like, this is the 20th time someone's done this joke to me.
A stupid animal joke.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, it was, you can do that, apparently. You can get married anywhere.
Pretty much.
Nowadays. A treehouse, a poison garden, a beach. I went to another wedding, actually.
Yeah. Tell me, because that's what we're talking about here on this peculiar
Martha!
Portion. We are talking about weddings.
Went to another wedding.
We're supposed to be talking about
because another friend of mine
garden.
Has got married.
That's the topic. The topic is the poison.
Another
garden.
Friend of mine got married, and yeah.
But
he'd done it in a cider orchard.
He'd done it.
He got married, but
a cider orchard
because it was in the open. It's right. Not official. You have to be married under a roof with certain rules. So they had to get married again in a proper, at the registry office.
Oh, at the church. But the church, they've got like a fund to repair the roof because there's a big hole in the roof. And it turns out they got married directly under the hole. So they had to get married again.
At the registry office.
Yeah.
And they knew that I have a job
and then
where
a tornado came and the roof blew off.
I could just be available any time of the day. They were like, look, we need someone to sign just witness.
Right.
And we know you're available because you don't have a job.
Wow.
I was like, well, you're not wrong.
Unbelievable.
So I went over on a Tuesday afternoon.
Right.
And they were like, do you want to take pictures and get married? And I was like,
I don't give a shit.
Not really, no. So we did. And then I had a Bournemouth burger afterwards. We had a burger.
That's very romantic.
It was very romantic. It was a great romantic. Wedding. Great way to get married. But I mean, they're already technically. They're not technically
married. Was it
ooey? No, it was Honest Burger.
Don't really like Honest Burger, going to be honest.
Well, you don't
I'm
have
a big
to.
Fan. GBK, very good.
Fine.
It's probably, like, up there, you know.
Well, we weren't walking all the way up to Cabot. Mm. It was Honest Burger's literally next door to the
registry
office.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it was,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Very low effort.
Mm. Poison God. The plants can kill. That's what the gates say.
These plants can kill.
These plants can kill, and the skull and crossbones. Visitors are strictly prohibited from smelling, touching, or tasting any plants, although some people still occasionally faint from inhaling toxic fumes whilst just walking past the plants and the flowers. They don't even have to be like... You just be walking past them, minding your own business, you faint.
Do you know what this reminds me of?
What?
New James Bond film.
Right.
Have you seen it?
No. Is it a spoiler? Is there poisonous flowers in it?
Yeah, they got a poison garden.
Oh!
In it.
Was it filmed here?
No, it's like in a Russian military base island.
Oh.
Very weird.
Okay.
It's like a toxin lab.
Okay.
There's like a botany. It's a whole thing.
Wow.
It's a whole plot point.
I mean, I'm going to watch it when it comes out on demand.
Right.
Which is soon.
Are you looking forward to it?
By the time this video comes out, it's probably already out. I am, yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. It's okay.
It's okay.
Wow. I'm super psyched for it now after your glowing review.
Well, I didn't want to hype it up too much.
Lewis Brindley.
It's fine.
It's fine.
I give it a 7.5. Yeah, it's fine. Lewis Brindley.
So apparently there's 100 poisonous plants. What is it? What are you itching to say? What is it?
No, nothing. I just feel like anything you say now is going to be less cool than what I'm already imagining from the James Bond film.
Okay, so in the Bond film, were there these black iron gates with skull and crossbones saying these plants can kill?
No, that's cool.
Was James Bond just walking by and then he fainted?
I can't remember.
So, the Duchess of Northumberland...
Is she okay?
Way, way back in the ancient mists of time...
1990-something.
95. This is the UK for you. Duchess of Northumberland, 95.
Jane Percy.
Her brother-in-law died unexpectedly, so her...
Gripping tale.
So her husband... inherited this castle and all the land around it. And obviously, Duchess doesn't have a job, got nothing to do. Her husband said, something to keep you busy, do something with the garden.
It's Tuesday afternoon, there's a wedding.
Yeah, do something with the garden.
Can you sign this thing? Yeah, I know you don't have a real job, blah, blah, blah. Gardens, fine, I'll do the poison garden.
So her husband was like, she'll just plant some roses, some lame ass.
Oh
shit.
Right, she thought she was gonna like just make a normal garden.
Yeah, yeah. But she was like, I guess, super goth or something. And she was like, do you know what would be cool? Just having like incredibly just weird, dangerous plants.
Let's get the most dangerous shit that can kill instead of heal.
Because there's a lot of gardens that are apothecary gardens that contain like lots of herbs and things and like leaves that when you you crack open the leaf, you rub it on your like your rash will disappear or it'll heal a wound slightly or a burn like aloe does. You know, there's all these special natural remedies that can grow. So these gardens were pretty common. But what isn't common is the opposite.
Well, no.
Gardens filled with incredibly dangerous plants.
These dangerous plants, though, tend to be remedies for certain things. In the same way that chemotherapy is incredibly toxic, but also kills cancer, which is important. You know, chemotherapy is really bad, but it's important. I think apothecaries, there's a connection between these dangerous plants and that they can treat disease in the right amount, I think you can take...
I don't know if any of these plants...
Why do we still have them then?
There is a list of the plants.
What's like belladonna, right?
Yeah.
Is that... Surely that was used for something.
Fantastic
like fucking
actress.
Foot fungus
Big
or something.
Big fan of her work.
Right. But I'm saying that there's...
So belladonna is what...
Deadly nightshade.
Tom Bates is allergic to belladonna, which includes tomatoes in the family, right? And potatoes, I think. So like anything...
Nightshades.
Yeah, nightshades. So...
They're all slightly poisonous, probably. Like potatoes.
But, you know...
They're not poisonous, though.
No, potatoes are not poisonous.
They just give you indigestion if you eat them raw. They're not poisonous.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's died from eating... Well, I guess if you're allergic to it, you would die.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a different thing, though.
Do you think the... What if this Duchess was allergic to potatoes and in her poison garden is... Potatoes.
It's just a big field of different... Here's the King Royals. Here's the Jersey one. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, she wanted to do something different. She visited a similar garden and she was inspired by it.
Also, you might want to use... The apothecary might want to kill rats or things like that, right? You might want to leave rat poison around. There's reasons why you'd want to have your death garden with your life garden.
I guess so. Let's see what these plants are.
I'm thinking. Right.
Angel's trumpet flower. Women used to put pollen from this flower into their tea in Victorian England to induce LSD-like hallucinations.
Okay.
But in large doses, it's deadly. Okay, so...
So it'll fuck you up.
So in small amounts...
That's why we still have it, because...
Gets you high.
Because it's some sort of hallucinogen drug that people have kept around. Because otherwise, if there wasn't any value in it, it's just get rid of them. Stop breeding them around and just burn them all.
Things don't have to have a purpose just to fucking exist.
Yeah, but don't put them in a garden. People are fainting. Someone's going to eat that. It might hurt them.
The laurel plant.
See, this one looks fine.
See, laurels, they grow, you know, in suburban England. So there's laurel bushes around the place.
The laurel wreath.
Yeah.
On the laurel, old Julius Caesar.
It's not an uncommon plant, but apparently its fumes can be toxic.
Its fumes?
Yeah.
Can be toxic.
Never even knew that. Never even knew that.
This one's fucking bullshit.
Monk's hood.
That one sounds bad.
Extremely poisonous. A person could kill an entire village by putting the plant's roots in a drinking well.
What year is this? Oh, sire. The men's poisoned the whole village by putting monk's hood in the drinking well again. We've lost three villages this week the same way.
It's very dangerous, isn't it, though? I mean, you could do it. You could do this today, couldn't you? If you put this in, like, the water system, you could kill, like, all of New York City if you put enough in there. Isn't this what the fucking
James
the
Bond
Scarecrow
film.
Did?
Oh, right. Oh.
Like, that kind of shit.
Right.
Yeah, it's that kind of shit. Mm. Oh, that's a pretty one, isn't it? It's like a pansy. Nicandra.
That sounds very gothic.
A genus of flowering plant in the nightshade family. That's all it says. Okay. So it's basically potato. This isn't about any specific plant. It just says something that we've already said. Laburnum.
All parts laburnum. Of the laburnum tree are poisonous. Consumed in excess, they can bring on intense sleepiness, vomiting, coma, and frothing at the mouth. Cool. Margaret Whittaker.
And I assume it's
a lovely picture Margaret's taken there of an incredibly toxic tree.
It's quite a nice looking tree with these nice sort of yellow sort of blossomy things dangling down.
This stuff's always, like, you know, worries me a little bit. You know, I wanna be like in touch with nature.
Yeah.
I want to be able to...
You want
to
sort of Bear Grylls it.
Yeah, I want to go out there...
You want to be stranded naked on an island and try and survive.
But I feel like laurels and laburnums, these things sound pretty normal, right? I wouldn't know that they were going to kill me. If they are going to kill me, what's going to kill me?
The thing is, though, if you were, like, just, you know, airdropped Fortnite style onto, you know, an island somewhere... And you wouldn't go, oh, that's a laburnum tree. I remember that from my school days. Now, there was something important about it.
I either do eat it or I don't eat it.
I'm 50-50 on it. You can make a really nice tea out of the flowers or it kills you.
They'll either get you really fucked up or if you eat too many, you fucking shit yourself to death.
I mean what, like... you need, this may sound cruel, You need a series of hamsters. Right?
Like, you drop them in with you.
Yeah.
We're dropping, boys.
You got a cage full of them.
Whee!
And then just give them a nibble of every, like, root and flower and fruit and berry.
Right.
And, you know, just see how they are. Just wait a couple of days. If they're fine, just go hog wild.
If they're like, whoa, it's like party, and you're like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And if they start talking about... What does it all mean, though? What's it all about, though? Because, like, it's weird. It's like I
got
saw
any cookies.
It's like a series of stairs, and you're always climbing. But if you, it's more like an escalator.
I'd say it was a wheel.
It's like a
life's like a wheel. It's like you're running. You're running in it.
It took me a minute.
See where I was going with that.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, my God. I think that's the funniest thing you've ever said. All right. Oh.
Well, that looks like the James Bond film.
Visitors to the poison garden must walk through a tunnel to enter.
Very cool. It's very toxic looking, isn't it, with the green? But actually, it's probably just harmless, you know, climbing shrub.
Okay, there's always a guide there just to make sure that you don't sniff something you shouldn't.
Yeah. Just everyone's holding their breath.
The seeds of the ricinus communis plant.
Ricinus.
Ricin.
Yeah.
Produce castor oil, but also contain the deadly toxin ricin.
Castor oil? Who uses castor oil for anything anymore? What even is it?
It's an oil.
A teaspoon of castor oil to cure your shingles.
Didn't they, like, in the olden days, didn't they, like, give it to kids when they were naughty? It's like a punishment. Here, drink castor oil.
Maybe.
But, like...
They maybe gave it...
And that's fucked
for,
up.
Maybe they did it for their own good.
What
they were
the
like,
fuck is castor
our
oil?
Our kids have all got crinkly back syndrome or something weird or mumps. Do you know what I mean? They've all got a case of horrible...
It's good for your face. It's good for your hair.
It was good then, giving the kids it, apparently.
Yeah, but you'll drink it,
This
bro.
Is replaced by coconut oil now.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's drinking coconut oil and putting that in their hair and face.
Constipation. Keeps you regular.
Well, that's good for us to know.
Maybe it gives you diarrhea.
As we reach into our older years.
Oh, shit. Is that why it, like, makes you poo? Because it's, like, poisonous and your body's trying to, like, flush it out.
Is it poisonous castor oil, though? Is it, I mean, ricin, obviously, is a nerve agent.
Okay, it's literally
very bad for you.
Castor oil poisonous to dogs.
Castor oil poisonous to horses, dogs. God, people are just looking about... Castor oil is not considered to be very toxic, but allergic reactions are possible. I guess if you, like, drank a litre of it, you'd have some problems.
Okay, ricin is bad.
Well, obviously, ricin is very bad.
And they both come from the same plant, which is in the poison garden.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Is it one of those things that's a bacteria that, like, grows on the seeds?
No. No, it's just the chemical properties of it will kill you. That's all it is.
All right. Cool.
It's not like the wheat one. What's the wheat one called?
It's not like leaving your rice in your fridge. You're not supposed to do that because of that thing.
What's the fucking wheat one that killed a bunch of people? The wheat fungus thing? Ergot.
That's a very fucking apothecary thing.
Yeah, ergot.
Oh, yes, a sprig of ergot.
No! First of all, it's not sprigs, it's fungus that grows on wheat. And it wiped out massive amounts of the population because it was just growing on all their fucking crops.
What do you call it? Like a fungus? Like a cup?
Cap?
A slab? A slub of fungus.
It depends how it grows, because fungus can grow in a number of different ways.
A scraping of fungus.
I really hate it. Like, can you imagine, right? You've got, like, an itch. Somewhere where there's dry skin, like an ankle or something. And you're like, oh, it's got this itch. And then one day, you notice there's a bump there, and you're like, oh, that's weird. Oh. And then, like, over the course of a few days, just a fucking mushroom grows out of your ankle.
Mm.
And it's got, like, a really long, thin stalk on it. That's so disgusting.
I'd love it. That would be great. I'd like
it could
that.
Could be like a fashion accessory.
Yeah, people like will be like growing mushrooms on their arms and stuff. Man, that now we've suggested it, it's not going to happen. But if we just let that go.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that would have been the new trend. Old, what's her name? Nicaria, the goth who runs the garden. What's her name? Lady Nicaria Death Swallow. What's her name?
The Duchess Jane of... Percy. Cannabis! Deadly poison! Wait, cannabis isn't poisonous. The garden also grows cocaine and hallucinogenic mushrooms as part of a drug education program. Please keep off the grass. Oh, they've got a little sign next to the cannabis. Cannabis looks very sickly. It's very yellow.
Yeah, they're not looking after it.
That doesn't look good.
Well, maybe it's a specific brand, though. Or, you know, like Jamaican...
The thing is, like, it could just be like... Jamaican like sterile. It could be like male plant.
Buzz balls.
Which has got, like, nothing in it. It's just a plant.
Ugh.
Right?
Sure. It's probably not.
Kind of fucked up that cannabis is in the poison garden, though. Like, it's not toxic.
Well, but people can use it to poison people.
They're not poison, they just get high.
Yeah, but if you, like, baked a load of cannabis oil into someone's, like, brownies without telling them, ooh, they might get fucked up,
they
dude.
They would get fucked up. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just saying. It is probably in that sense.
Okay, sure. I mean, it's
psychoactive. Is it more of a medicine or more of a poison? Where's the line between medicine and poison?
It's the dose. It's just a dose, isn't it? We've learnt that.
Use carefully, everyone. You know.
420, smoke weed every day.
Blaze it.
Can you do a thing? We're going to do like this, right? And can you do like a blingy? Take a snapshot of us and then do like a blingy with us with sunglasses and like smoking on big fat bifters. Perfect. Okay.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Something fun for you to do.
There's a little homework for Alex.
So, I was trying to think of a story that's on a similar sort of subject to poisonous plants. And, of course, all-you-can-eat barbecue came to mind.
All right, yeah. Poisoning yourself with...
Because, remember, it's all about the dose.
Right.
That's the difference between something being medicine and something being poison.
Yeah, pleasure and pain.
And with an all-you-can-eat barbecue, you know, eating a little bit, very nutritious, good for the body, eating too much... It's not good.
There is a line where, you know, eating does become torture. And people like to push that line, you know? There's obviously an immediate regret after eating too much Christmas dinner.
Mm.
You know, there's always room for pud, but there is a line that has to be had with pud.
Mm. There is a second stomach that all humans have, the pudding stomach.
Yeah, it's well known.
Yeah, it's a little
it suddenly empties, especially in children. It's suddenly empty for ice cream or lemon tart.
Lemon tart. Tarte au citron.
As they call it on the continent, yes.
Oui, c'est vrai.
It's true. I'm translating for you. You don't need to have subtitles today. Do you want to do the rest of this in Mandarin, actually? Because this is a story from China or Cantonese. I don't know, actually. I'm going to assume Mandarin, which is the more common one.
Okay, just going to do my Chinese accent.
No.
Oh, okay.
Just do it in Chinese. Sorry. You have to put the accent on.
Well, no, I have to. It's part of the language. Thing. I can't do it any other way, Lewis.
Let's not do it.
Let's just stick to English.
Man banned from all-you-can-eat barbecue for eating too much. This doesn't seem like it would be a problem in America. Do you know
this is in China.
If this was in America, he would get his picture on the wall.
But I guess in China, there's only so much food and there's a lot of people.
No, they've got loads of food. They're fine.
When it comes to...
They are not running out of food.
When it comes to, like, eating protein, right?
Right.
And eating meat in particular.
Yes.
They're running out. Well, they've got to use every single part of animals.
Do they?
Which is why this article is, it does use a stock photograph of
Chinese food.
I think pig trotters mentioned.
That's fine.
I think
chicken feet, it's all very standard stuff in China.
So this guy is one of us, by the way, the guy that got banned. He is one of us. He's a streamer.
Oh, well, in that case...
He live streams him eating.
He's probably like some weird competitive guy. He can eat like 50 pig trotters in a single seating, right?
Well, 1.5 kilos of pork trotters.
How many trotters is that?
12.
How much does a pig trotter weigh? Can we Google it? I need to know.
Oh my God.
This is the power, though, of the internet. 250 grams on average. So he ate... Six
pig trotters. One and a half pigs worth. That's not even that much, really, is it? Six trotters.
No, that's not too bad. Oh, however, he also ate 4 kilograms of prawns on another visit. How many prawns How many prawns is that? How much does a prawn weigh? 12 grams. Or 4 grams for a brown shrimp. An Atlantic prawn would be 12.
To say 10-ish, right?
10-ish. I don't have time for that, Sean Connery.
So 100 per kilo, 400 prawns.
Yeah, 400 prawns or 1,200 shrimp, small prawns, if they're small ones. Well, I don't know which size they are.
Prawns can vary so much in size. I mean, when we say prawns in the UK, we are thinking of usually the very, very small
the
thing.
Pink, the little pink curly ones.
Rather than shrimp, which would be the large ones.
Yes, but the other way round in the rest of the world, isn't it? Or is it? Shrimp are the doesn't matter.
Is like...
Whatever.
Shrimp does make you think something small, right?
He ate a lot. 4 kilos. That is a lot. And is complaining because he said the restaurant was discriminatory against people who can eat a lot.
At an all-you-can-eat restaurant.
Yeah. I mean... He does eat a lot. I think he can ban whoever he wants from his store.
Yeah.
You know? It's like the same as getting your photo on the wall, except you get your photo behind the
Do not
counter.
Let this man order food here.
Exactly.
He will eat us out of business.
Yeah.
He says even when he drinks soy milk, he can drink 20 or 30 bottles.
Right.
Bottles of soy milk.
How many bottles of soy milk do you think you could drink in a sitting?
I can't, like... I mean, what? How much is in a bottle? Is it like a quarter of a litre or something?
Like, I mean, like...
Is it a pint? He's not drinking 30 pints of fucking milk, is he?
I feel like the bottle
crazy.
Is designed to be a portion. Do you know what I mean? Like one bottle per person.
Yeah.
Sounds reasonable.
Maybe if you're very thirsty, have a second.
Yeah, if you're very thirsty.
Treat yourself. Have 30.
For prawns, usually people use tongs to pick them up. He uses a tray to take them all.
So he just picks up a whole thing of prawns and just sits down and just, like, eats all of them whilst live-streaming himself.
Yeah. God, that must be...
Hi, guys! This is how he sounds. Mr. Yang. Kang. Mr. Kang. Hi, guys! I'm here, eating out, as usual. It's all-you-can-eat buffet.
Heart, 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 it's all streaming in the chat.
Tonight, I feel like...
Ding!
I feel like a bit... Thank you, Mr. Kang. Thank you so
You're
much.
So
thank you for
doing so much to me.
Thank you. I'm going to eat 4 kilos of prawns. She just picks up the tray. Thanks, guys. Oh, my tummy's full.
The poor restaurant owner's there wringing his hands in the background.
Jesus.
Watching this horrific display. No, I'm with him.
Joe, I'm glad that this is happening.
I'm glad he's got banned. Fuck him.
I'm glad this is happening in other places around the world.
Yeah, they're catching
There's
on.
Always an asshole like this taking advantage of the system.
It's just human nature, isn't it?
And ruining it.
Yeah, you know, well... I don't know. Like, I've been to all-you-can-eat restaurants, and I feel like I don't know. Like sometimes I just feel like you have to eat a lot, right, to get your money's worth.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Otherwise, you may have just gone to like any other restaurant, a nicer one.
Do you reckon he would eat less if it wasn't, you know, all-you-can-eat?
I'd like to see him in fucking Yo Sushi, and not on a Monday either. Just to right. see how he gets on.
I see.
So he'll be like, you know, just about to pick up like the sixth plate, and he'll be like, oh, wait a minute, that's like another £4.50. I think I'm barely full. I'll have another glass of water. Instead of changing his business and saying, okay, it no longer all you can eat, there's a limit on it. Instead of doing that, because people would hate that. Instead of just banning this one dude in particular, he banned anyone from live streaming in his restaurant.
Yeah.
Because what's the guy going to do now? What, Mr. Kang's just going to show up and just eat a lot of food and not be filmed? Because that's how he makes his money. Mm. This is the man's living.
Well, he's making money off this man.
Yeah, exactly. So he's going to have to
find another all-you-can-eat place.
Go somewhere else.
There's probably some other
and prawns.
I mean, how much are trotters anyway? How much is a trotter? £3.
£3?
For 500 grams of pork trotters.
I guess that's one. Wait, no. Didn't we work this out? Isn't that like two?
So what, he ate... Even if he ate 4 kilos of pork trotters, which he didn't...
Oh yeah, you get two for that.
He only ate 1.5 kilos. That's only £9. Maybe their pork trotters are more expensive where they are. They're all more in demand. They're not really in demand here, pork trotters.
I did notice there was something else as well, which was like how much money he's costing him. Like, I kind of wanted to see a few hundred... Whatever.
Yuan. 300 yuan.
So what is that?
Every time he eats here, it costs me a few hundred yuan.
Okay, so, like, we're talking tens of pounds.
One yuan is 10p.
What if it's, like, £5 and the guy eats, like, fucking 70 quid's worth of food?
I know, but look, the trotters, we just looked them up, they're only £3 for 500. It gets only £9. Maybe the all-you-can-eat is cheap anyway. Do you know what I mean? Maybe it's cheap food.
Also, this is how much it costs in the UK for that food. I mean, and, like, I don't know how much people fucking earn, like, in fucking Changsha in China. I got absolutely no fucking idea.
We have no perspective.
Is this, like, a week's wages? Is this a month's wages? Is this a day's wages?
I think
no fucking idea.
I think China's a lot like... westernized now, though. A lot of these big cities
are very
westernized. So I think it's probably very similar to what we would experience, I'm sure. You know? They got fucking live stream guys coming in, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, that's true. I still can't believe that a guy is just, like, eating 4 kilos of prawns and also on top of that drinking, like, 20 bottles of milk.
You've seen these. There's these YouTubers who are doing this all the time.
That is disgusting.
There's that one
just
YouTube...
imagine just having that in your stomach. Just fucking prawns swimming around in fucking milk. Jesus Christ. On the subject of eating way too much shit food.
Yeah.
Right. Have you heard about this
nutcase.
Loser. I've got fairly strong feelings about this.
Loser.
Right? Because, so someone's going around every single Wetherspoons in the UK. Right, that's a red flag immediately, right?
Yeah.
Also, he's ordering chips in every place. Fair enough. And keeping one of the chips, putting them in a bag, labelling the bag...
What?
With the name of the Wetherspoons and the location.
So he's on a mission to collect a chip, a single chip from every Wetherspoons in the UK. What a sad man. What a sad man.
Yeah.
But it's a job, I suppose. You know, got, you know.
His name is Boris Bennett.
Hello, yeah. I'm Boris Bennett. I'm 45 years old. My wife left me. I like chips.
Martha!
Martha!
Oh, shit.
Martha!
She fucking left him. No, for good reason, for God's sake.
Boris Bennett says he carries a folder of chips around with him, each in a clear... Like fucking Magic the Gathering cards. What the fuck? That's what it is. That's what they're in.
Oh my God, they are.
It actually is like the fucking... Oh my God, I can't believe it.
Card carrier.
Oh my fucking God.
Cherry Tree, Macclesfield. Oh, that's one in Manchester.
So there are 925 Wetherspoons in the UK.
He's making his way around the country. Fucking, I went into a Wetherspoons the other day, the one up in by the university.
Yeah.
Of course, I realised afterwards.
What time of day was it?
It was even. It was like 12, midnight.
It was midnight?
It was midnight. Well, I had to rescue someone from a Wetherspoons.
That's probably, it's got the least amount of drunk people in it at midnight, I feel.
Well, yeah, it wasn't too bad, but I...
Because all the alcoholics, they're fucking gone by then.
It was only... students. It was like everyone was 18. I was like,
oh no,
I am the oldest man here by like double. I'm like double the age of everyone in here. It was weird.
And people saw you coming in and they're like, oh, someone's dad's come to pick them up.
Well, I did. That's what
no,
I did.
No, I'm like you. I'm like you. I'm young. I'm on a YouTube. I'm hip. I'm a live streamer.
Give me a tray of prawns. Ah. Look, I can do it still. We used to go out to fucking Wetherspoons.
We did in Reading, yeah.
We used to go out you every did. Like couple of days. We'd walk to the Wetherspoons in Reading. It was quite a walk. It was about half an hour walk, wasn't it?
It's like it's almost as though you're looking for a reason to get out of the
and
house.
We have a pint.
I don't know. It's really
it's like yeah, weird.
Just yeah.
But we didn't have a mission, you know.
What did we used to eat there? We used to eat there, right?
Yeah, they had like curry days and stuff, didn't they? They did like a curry Tuesday.
Fuck me, this is how long, like 12 years
ago? It's about 12 years ago. Well, there was a time when neither of us left the house, right? Because we were just playing World of Warcraft all the fucking time.
It would have been like 10 or so years ago.
And so I'd read this thing which said you should go out. You should make an effort to try and go out every day. And so I would take Simon and we'd fucking walk to Wetherspoons. Like,
it's really good for you to go out and get exercise every day.
And we'd have like 2 pints of lager and fucking fish and chips.
The only people like, there were us and the alcoholics. The fucking, like every fucking Wetherspoons, every single one is like this in the UK.
Yeah, they're all the same.
They're all the same. You go in there, there's no music playing. That's like a thing.
It's a slightly damp, stinky carpet.
It was the first, it was like the first chain in the UK to not have any smoking in it.
Yeah.
They used to have a smoking section and the rest was smoke free. And then they even got rid of that.
Mm.
So there was no smoking at all on the premises. But every single Wetherspoons, they've got the toilets in them are always up like 2 flights of fucking stairs.
Right.
It's really weird. Really fucking weird.
Yeah.
The toilet's always a fucking hike to get to.
Maybe they don't it's want so you. Bizarre. They don't want you to piss.
Every single fucking Wetherspoons I've been in, and I don't know how many I've been in. 8, 10? I don't know.
Well, probably you'd be in more because half the pubs that you used to go in are probably now Wetherspoons.
Oh, God, that's true.
So there's 925 of them. Anyway, I'm glad they've had a resurgence, especially by this man. This is kind of like Pokemon Go, only for a 45-year-old pub-going single loser.
It's Pokemon Go, but you're catching the same Pokemon everywhere you go. You go to a new area, you walk around in the long grass, and you catch a chip. That's it.
Every time.
Yeah, every single fucking time.
Well, you know, but there's something about that. I like people who...
Dun, 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 dun.
I like people who do collect one specific thing. You see this in Magic the Gathering as well. Like, certain people only like have folders full of one card.
Basic lands.
Well, not even that. But like
mountains.
Some people only collect mountains and they'll have like 10 folders full of mountains. Or even just one specific weird card that they are just chasing. And I respect that. I like that. There's a limit to that collection as well, a known quantity. It's probably quite fun for him to go around the country.
Yeah.
You know, and see all the different Wetherspoons.
Has he got a job?
Fuck me.
Has he got a job?
Sure.
So, I mean, this all started where it kind of went somewhat viral. People would go to Wetherspoons, they would get, like, one of their cheap meals, and they would complain at the lack of the chips. Like, they'd get a burger and chips, and, you know, the burger is fine, but there's only, like, 8 chips.
Right.
A really small amount of chips. And so it became a thing that people would count how many chips there were, and this is, like, a spin-off of that. That he goes around and keeps one and makes a note of how many that there even were.
Right.
I think it's all part on like a Facebook.
So it's kind of like a reviewing chip review kind of taking, examining the chip, taking
like
it home.
It's like a value for money thing. Not
measuring
about
it.
It's not about the quality of the chip.
Because it's not all you can eat. You know, it's...
No.
You know, it's not a buffet. The chips are given to you. They're not fries, you know, so they are, but they're sizable.
They're like steak.
When we're talking 8 chips, that's
a portion.
American,
they're like steak fries.
I think 8 chips
thick,
is a fine amount of chips, is it not? Does it need to be more? 8.
8 is like fuck all.
Like, if you had 8 chips, you'd be like...
What? How many chips does it need to be to look
chips?
Like the right amount of chips on
like
a plate?
20 or something?
20? That's a lot of chips.
It's not that many chips, really.
Probably like 12 you would notice. I reckon you could get away with like 12.
12 is probably, probably less than 12. You'd notice a lack of them. You'd be like...
Right, yeah. Hmm. Like if the waiter is eating a chip on his way away from your table.
Well, that's one thing. Like, if he's eating like fucking 10 of them, like what the fuck?
Right, I see.
So you may be thinking, Lewis, how does he keep the chips fresh in their little baggies?
I'm assuming he doesn't.
No, he does. What he does is he takes the chip, he coats them in Vaseline.
Good Lord.
And then wax.
Is he
to coat to seal in?
Is he a mortician?
Freshness.
Is this what he is? Is this his actual job? He covers. He puts a little bit of makeup on them. You know, he wires them all together.
Talking about chip counts. Spinning Mule in Bolton. 38 chips. 38 chips.
Wow.
Bloody hell! That's a lot of chips.
Spinning Mule in Bolton.
Right, everyone, check out Spinning Mule in Bolton.
30, yeah, that is a lot of chips, isn't it? 38.
I can't. I want to. What does he do?
I'm going to count
see what
how
he does
many
for a living.
If you're sat at a Wetherspoons anytime, I want you to send me and Simon a message on Twitter with a picture of your plate of chips and how many you've got.
There's a famous photographer.
Just,
let's
get some proper research going.
Barry Bennett decided to make a model Stonehenge out of his mediocre portion of 22 chips. 22 is mediocre.
22 is mediocre?
Boris Bennett, not Barry.
I don't
Bennett.
Like mediocre. Mediocre sounds... It's not... It should be... It sounds less than average, but it should mean average, shouldn't it? You know, mediocre sounds...
Yeah.
Disappointing.
Yeah, I would say mediocre is worse than average.
But I would say average. If you've got an average amount of chips, that would be fine.
Yeah.
But if you've got a mediocre amount of chips,
yeah, that's worse.
It's less than average, yeah. You'd think, right?
A little bit less. It's not too low, but it is, yeah.
Yeah, I think that... And so what is he saying? 22 is less than the average?
He was not impressed. He was furious, apparently.
So if 38 is the high end... What's the low end?
I guess 22 is.
That's sad.
Oh, that's the burger. It's a nice looking
it's
burger.
It's like a fine burger.
And there's the chip count.
Looks decent. Looks decent to me. That is. He's lined them all up in order of size. This man
he has lined them up in order of size.
Too much fucking time on his hands.
What is
man.
Going on? Did he have a nervous breakdown? His wife left him? The kids, they don't speak to him no more. He's going around every Wetherspoons in the country. He's counting the chips. He's keeping one of them, smothering it in Vaseline and wax, putting it into his Magic the Gathering folder.
This poor man
Sorry,
needs
I'm
help.
I'm foaming at the mouth.
No,
I'm
angry
mouth.
Too. I'm angry too.
What is going on with his life? He used barbecue dip as glue to hold the chips together for the Stonehenge of chips.
I love this.
Now, what even is going on?
It looks quite like Stonehenge, i.e. pretty shit.
It does.
It looks like it's got like two bits that are still half standing and the rest of it's fucking fallen over. Man, what a lad.